Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bringing you the best news and views.
You're with Dean Beck. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the CBAA podcast, What's the Buzz? In addition to the CBF grants, the CBAA is about to roll out its monthly grants calendar. This is a new initiative that we have with an organisation called Strategic Grants.
It's as boring as batshit, so I'm going to turn that off. But that is Amy Moon, who is our new general manager. Welcome to the station.
Thank you, Dean. It's lovely to be here.
But what it does indicate is that you know a little bit about community radio.
Just a smidge. Yes, I do indeed.
Now, your time has been spent most recently with the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, which is our kind of peak body. Tell us about that, and you've had a number of roles within them.
Well, I started there in 2011 and I joined the team up in Sydney to become their, what was called their membership manager at the time. And basically that job was to look after the needs and support and give advice to every community radio station in Australia.
Ouch. There's a few.
It was a big job. Yeah. So it was more than just the members of the CBAA. It was as wide reaching as this country goes. And it afforded me a really great opportunity to see exactly what happens in this wonderful sector of community broadcasting we find ourselves in.
It's a very diverse sector in that, you know, there are little stations that are run by one or two people. And we're actually considered a fairly small station in comparison to some. I think we punch above our weight pretty much, but there are bigger than Joy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very broad ranging, and there are various different license types and communities of interest that are represented by the community broadcasting sector. And Joy has always been of great interest to me because it's such a unique place, the only community station in Australia with an LGBTIQ audience and community of interest, and that is such a special thing.
It is, and it means that we reach a lot further than our licensed 16-kilometre radius from Melbourne Central Tower. What is your vision for increasing that audience share?
It's a really good question that you ask, Dean, and it's a tough ask because, as you'd know, Joy has a sub-metro licence, which to my mind seems a little unfair. The metro stations, and that's sort of the way that the bigger stations in Melbourne are defined by that particular type of licence, have a much broader reach, a much larger licence area. And the work that Joy does with what's not a very wide-reaching licence type is pretty amazing. And so there's a lot of scope for us to see that develop. And there's a lot of scope for us on the digital radio platform as well.
For sure, for sure. Your background with the association is going to be very important to us as we renew our licence later this year. Are we going to broaden our scope in our application? Are we going to broaden our scope to embrace the B and the T and the I? Are you part of that grand vision?
Absolutely. In fact, during my time at the CBAA, I worked with some of the fantastic team here at Joy, including the lovely Anne Hamilton, to work on changing Joy's community of interest. Up to this point, it's been for the gay and lesbian community, which is a little exclusive. And as you know, we are absolutely committed to being as inclusive as possible. And so broadening that community of interest is a very big part of our licence renewal process. Mm. And I'm very committed to seeing that happen.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I guess has been part of the evolution of society and reflected in how the station has grown as well. We've been around for just over 21 years. It's going to be a challenge to take Joy to that next level. What does that next level look like?
That next level is whatever we want it to be, really. And that's one of the most exciting prospects coming in as the new general manager, is to look at all the fabulous work that's been done in the past, all of the wonderful things that have got us to where we are today, and look at, okay, how do we develop into the next stage, into 2016 and beyond? And there are a lot of changes in the media landscape, especially for radio. And what's important is that we not just maintain our place in that kind of spectrum, but that we grow it and we develop it. And we also move with what our audience wants us to do. Mm. That's a really huge thing. And I think all the work that we do needs to actually reflect our community and what they want and what their needs are.
Your background also has included some work with the Community Broadcasting Foundation, and it is the body that funds community radio through grants. And I guess Joy has had limited success in accessing some of those grants. It will be nice to have someone who has a inside knowledge, perhaps, as to how to access that. What do we need to do to increase our grant funding at a time when that pool of money seems to be decreasing?
Again, a fantastic question, because there's so many factors that play into that setup, I guess, around how community broadcasting is funded in this country. And the CBF, the Community Broadcasting Foundation, at the moment is looking to change its structure and the way it distributes
those
funds.
They've been changing their structure every year for the last 5 years that I'm aware of. They're always revising it. Oh, okay. All right.
This is a pretty big move. And I guess the answer to your question really is to look at what our unique position is and how we make what we do reflect that, what might be seen to be that changing criteria. And again, because we are quite unique, we're in a really good position to do that. Time will tell, of course, how the new structure plays out and what access we have to that. But I'm hoping very hard that it's a really accessible process for us.
Joy's always been very good at being quick with the uptake on technology. I mean, we were one of the first to start podcasting in the community radio sector, and I think to this date still have the greatest number of podcasts available for any community radio station in the country. That access of technology, our apps that we've got with the Joy apps, has seen us go right around the world and become important to people on the other side of the planet. I don't think we acknowledge that enough, and there's a responsibility that goes with that, but there's also a great privilege that comes with that.
Absolutely, especially I think being the only station of our type in Australia, to know that we have that global reach is such a huge thing for us. And It also means that we're connecting outside of our own geographical place in the country and on the planet, for that matter, which is also huge. Podcasting is a really important part of developing that audience as well, because it means that people can listen as and when they choose to and at times that suit them. And the fact that Joy's been at the forefront of developing that technology and really pushing it through, I mean, I'm just so excited to hear the kinds of figures that we have with our podcasting and downloads, and
they're pretty really, amazing.
They're astounding. Mm. Really, again, for a station of our size with a sub-metro license, to have that number of podcasts listened to and that many people tuning in to what Joy is doing is phenomenal. And I'm so excited that we get to embrace that and develop that further.
Which begs the question, how do we monetize that for the benefit of the station?
If I had the one-stop answer for that, I could retire tomorrow. But
do you think we should?
Well, there are lots of different ways that we can do that and approach that. And I think part of the joy for me of being part of the team now is to work within the station to see what people's ideas are and ways that we can look at developing our sponsorship side of things. And of course, we have some really fantastic patrons of the station who are so generous, not just with their time, but with their money as well, who also really support what we do. And without them, we wouldn't have the opportunity to sort of think about how we can develop those kinds of technologies and opportunities further.
My guest is Amy Moon. She is the new General Manager of Joy 94.9.
Connecting.
Uplifting.
Representing.
Informing.
Celebrating.
Empowering.
Sharing your passions.
You are on the line with Dean Beck.
Joining me in the studio is Amy Moon. She is the new General Manager for Joy 94.9. And a very big thank you to Michael of Caulfield North, who has just signed up and become a member of Joy 94.9. Thank you very much for that, Michael. Now, Amy, you've worked in the community radio sector, and quite a bit of that has also been helping to promote women on air and in the sector, which is something that Joy continues to struggle with. What are your thoughts on getting more women involved with the station?
This is, I guess, something that's very dear to my heart. I am really keen to see women's involvement really ramp up across all areas of the station and broadcasting as a whole. And I think the best way that we can champion that is by hearing women's voices on air and hearing more women's voices on air, particularly a diverse range of them. I think it's something that radio across the board in all sectors needs to do a little bit of work on. But that, of course, comes through many different channels. It includes involving more women in training, more women in stations, boards and committees. And, you know, I have a really big, I guess, passion that involves having women involved in committees who are not there as secretaries, who are not there to take the minutes, but are there to be in leadership roles and to really branch out from those kinds of, I guess, jobs that we're so used to seeing women take up the reins and do, because there's no one else putting their hands up to do them. But I know that there are a lot of women coming through the Taste of Radio program here at Joy, for example, and I'm really excited to hear some of them on Fresh Air over the coming weeks and months.
One of the biggest problems that I've witnessed Joy having is retaining women. They might come to do the Taste of Radio course, they might do a couple of grids and programs, but then they seem to fall away. Any insights as to how we maintain and retain women's involvement?
Yeah, a lot of it's around, you know, what other things are happening in people's lives, I guess. And, you know, we know, I guess, academically and theoretically and even from a practical, you know, family perspective, you know, women have many and varied roles across what they do in their day-to-day lives. And I think that the way that we make a really strong value proposition to getting women to be on air and stay on air is part of what will see that shift over time. But there's no one quick fix. It's a lot of things. And, yeah, I'm very committed to it.
Now, I noticed in running around the internet that you're a member of TEDx Sydney. TEDx is an extraordinary organisation. Tell us why you've got an association with them.
Well, actually, it came through community broadcasting, which will come as no surprise given the longevity of my my time in the sector. But I got involved because independent media seemed to be something that a lot of the members of TEDx were really committed to. And through my role at the CBAA, it seemed like a really good opportunity to extend, I guess, the opportunities and the channels that independent media allows to like-minded organisations, and aligning community broadcasting with other community organisations is a really great way for us to enhance the work that we do. So that's why I got involved with TEDx. It was to try and see a little bit more involvement come from those kinds of organisations?
There's some tremendous stuff that TEDx has got available online, and it continues to inspire and intrigue me. It's quite amazing. And if we can bring elements of that to radio, which we can, then I think, it's all for the better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amy Moon, it's been wonderful to meet you. Welcome to Joy 94.9. Thank you very much for joining us on the show today, and good luck with the many challenges that lay ahead for you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Amy Moon, Joy 94.9's new General Manager.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.